99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits. 7:39, mostly sunny. Great day to head to the beach today. Highs in the upper 80s inland.
Unless you were, you know, in a coma for all the 80s. Everybody knows Molly Ringwald, star of The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, and so much more. And now, doing a little musical theater. Molly Ringwald, tell us about your show.
Sweet Charity.
Has the ghost of Gwen Verdon visited you at all anywhere?
Oh, well, I hope she does, because she was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show and a lot of fun.
Well, just singing and dancing on stage, I mean, especially from someone who's come from a movie background, I mean, isn't that terrifying a little?
Well, actually, I come from a theater background.
Oh.
I started out doing musical theater before I did anything else, so it's sort of familiar for me. In fact, I was at the Curran Theater when I was 10 years old.
Really?
What
for
show?
For 3 months in Annie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in the original West Coast production
of
Annie. So yeah, I don't really get very nervous doing theater.
Of course, everybody loves you from all of your great movies in the 80s. What was that like for you as a teenager to be going through all that fan worship? And
well, those movies when I was a teenager were just sort of popular. I mean, you know, 16 Candles came out and it did okay, and Breakfast Club came out and it did better, but it didn't have the sort of iconic status that it has now. So it seemed a little bit more normal then. Now it just seems crazy how many people love those movies. I mean, I'm glad. I think it's really nice that I'm in them and I'm proud of them and everything. But
do you have them on DVD?
Crazy. I don't have any
really?
Of my movies on DVD. I just don't keep anything like that around. I guess because I know my parents probably do. So if I really need to see something, you know, there's always my parents or Netflix. So, you know, why do I need to have them? I live in an apartment in New York and they just take up way too much room.
Do you get any residuals from those DVD sales?
Oh, I should hope so. I mean, it depends on the way that my contract was negotiated
right.
at the time. But yeah, I don't know about DVD. You know, they didn't have DVDs when those
exactly,
movies were made.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think VHS and, you know.
Well, that
maybe
would be the same.
Yeah.
She probably gets 100% of all the Betamaxes sold.
Right. I don't know. I'll have to check my contract and get back to you.
I know that you took like some time off at one point and disappeared to France for a while, at least disappeared from our view.
Uh-huh.
What was that like? Was that just something you just wanted to do?
Well, I had been working pretty steadily since I was a, you know, teenager, and I went to France to work and was just sort of enamored with everything, with the culture and the food and the language, everything. So I just decided to stay. Because I'd been working for so long, I'd saved up, you know, my money, and it just sort of gave me the chance to do something like that. So it was really sort of like my college education.
Cammie and Dean with Molly Ringwald. Did you really turn down Pretty Woman?
Everybody asks me that. I never really talk about the stuff that I turned down because I sort of feel like once somebody else does a part, it's totally theirs. And that's a great movie, and she's fantastic in it, so...
I'm just curious as to why you'd want to turn that down. Richard Gere and...
Playing a hooker.
Well, when...
Was it the content? When those
scripts go around, you know, they're not always the same. You know, movies sort of start out in a different way, and so it wasn't the same movie. It was a different script. And I don't even remember, to
right.
be honest.
Have you been approached by reality shows yet?
I think so. I don't really have much of an interest in that sort of thing. But yeah, I think somebody's contacted me, and I just...
Academy...
Private, though. I mean, to me, you know, the living in front of a camera, I mean, that to me is work. And a reality show is just, it's like hell, you know, you never stop working. You're just on camera all the time. And I don't think I can, I'm not cut out for that kind of thing.
We're with Molly Ringwald. Okay. Academy Award or a Tony Award? Which would you like?
Oh, I guess it depends on the project, you know, how excited I am about that particular... I would say right now, I'd say Tony Award, just because I'm doing a play,
right.
and to me, that's a really high honor. You know, either one, I wouldn't turn either one down.
Yeah. Which I'm sure you wouldn't.
Well, now, what's next for you? So this is a touring show. You're here in the Bay Area in San Jose for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then?
And then I continue touring for 9 months.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go back to France for a little vacation.
Yeah, or Greece. My baby is half Greek, and my partner is Greek American, and so we'll probably go and hang out there for a couple months.
I didn't even know you had a baby. When did you do that?
My baby is almost 3 years old.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're running out of time, but 16 Candles, a reunion?
A reunion?
You know, could there possibly be a sequel, maybe?
Weird rumors,
or could we
to
do
that
it again?
We were talking about it, sort of interested in that, but nothing's happening with that right now.
All right.
Let us know.
All right, I will.
Keep us posted. In the meantime, we can catch you at the San Jose American Musical Theater for the next 2 weeks. Sweet
That's
Charity.
Right. Thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, Molly Ringwald! Thanks for coming by, Kimmy and Dean, KFRC.